We are up to Brachot Daf Daled Amud Bet. The two dots, almost 4 or 5 lines before the lines get wide. Amar Mar. We said, the rabbi said earlier, we quoted earlier, the following quote, Korei Kriyat Shema Mitpalel, that a person is supposed to go to shul when he comes home, learn a little bit, then he reads Shema and Davens. That's a support to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. For Rabbi Yochanan said, Ezeu ben olam haba, zeh asomech gula letfila shel arvit. You want to know who's worthy of the world to come? That's a person who is careful that in his evening prayers he also aligns his recounting of redemption, the Shema and the following blessing, he aligns it with the evening prayer. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi omer, tfilot b'emtza tiknum. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he says, the prayers were composed in between, sandwiched in between the Shemats. So you have one Shema in the beginning, before the Shmon Esrei of the morning, and you have one Shema in the end, after the Shmon Esrei of the night. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is of the opinion that our sages instituted that we say Shema after the evening prayer at night, not before the evening prayer like Rabbi Yochanan said. B'maika miflegim. What's the source of their argument? What does their argument revolve around? Ibaitem akra. If you want, I'll tell you a verse. Ibaitem asvara. If you want, I'll tell you a form of logic. Their argument is regarding how we're supposed to view this logically. Ibaitem asvara. If you want, I'll tell you the logic behind their argument. Rabbi Yochanan seval gula meuta nami avi. That Rabbi Yochanan holds that the redemption really was also at night. At night, there was also a partial redemption. But the good, the high quality redemption only came in the morning. So therefore, at night, we also have to mention the redemption adjacent to the Shmoneh Esrei. So the redemption of the night also is given a certain importance in that it should be the introduction to our standing before the king of Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi savar, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is of the opinion, kevan delo avi ele mitzafra, being that the real redemption wasn't until the morning, so then lo avi gula malita, so then the night redemption wasn't really such a high quality redemption, because the true redemption was in the morning. So therefore, it's not necessary. Our sages didn't give that so much weight in the nighttime prayer to have the redemption mentioned leading up to the prayer. Should I add something?
Please.
This redemption that we're talking about is the blessing that follows Shema. And if you look closely at that blessing that follows Shema, what we are really saying in that blessing is, we're saying, God, you illustrated your kingship and your power over the world with the fact that you took us out, that you took revenge for all our suffering, that you led us out of Egypt. Where we are saying that this Geula, we're not just merely stating, God redeemed us. We are connecting that with a concept that God is king and that God is powerful. And the truth is that we even say that the redemption led us to that recognition. We say, Malchutcha ra'uvanecha. Your children saw your kingship and their recognition was expressed when they said, Ze'eli anu v'amru. They said, that's my potent God. That's my potent one. They all declared and said. So you see that the blessing of Geula that leads into Shmoneh Esrei is really a blessing that focuses on what did that redemption mean to us? What did that redemption teach us? It led us to a certain connection, to a recognition of God's being king. And perhaps that's part of the idea of putting them adjacent to one another. That it's just like Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which is also a lead-in. Well, now that I've come to this recognition, you run the world, you're king of the world, you control, you take your revenge, and so now I will lay my requests before you. It's like before I have any requests, before I have what to say, I have to first recognize you're king. So if we view it as that the redemption is a part of a recognition of God's kingship, which is my own it's things that I perceived. I haven't found anyone that stresses it, but this is what I notice in the blessing itself. This is my own thought. So then maybe that's also part of the fact that they should be adjacent, mm-hmm. because it really is a lead-in. Mm-hmm. And then our Gemara is more easily understood, because why do I care if it's a major redemption or not? The question is, was this part of what led us to that recognition? Is it fitting to be a lead-in to Shmona Esrei?
Mm-hmm. But they don't discuss that.
That's not said overtly here, and that does not seem to be the way Rashi explains it. No. Rashi says that the idea of lining up Geula with Tefillah, Rashi says, he quotes a Jerusalem Talmud that says that if someone does not make them adjacent, it's like the king's friend who comes knocking on his door, and by the time the king comes out, he's gone. A person has to bring God close to him through the praises of redemption, and as he's close to God through those praises, that's like knocking on the door, then he asks his needs. That the Geula is a way of singing God's praise as an introduction to the Shmoneh Esrei. That's how Rashi learns.